Like many chefs spending more time at home these days, Jay Chong has been cooking up creative ways to share her beloved Cantonese food. For one, the former Kudate sous chef started making and selling batches of dumplings by the dozen over Instagram. She makes the filling, seals the wonton wrappers with a delicate crimp, and delivers them frozen to customers to cook at home.
It's been received pretty well, so I'm excited. And I think this will be a new path, a new avenue for me to try to get creative with how to feed the community and people, because I think it's going to be a long time until we can all get into restaurants and sit in there comfortably together.
Another way Chong is reaching others in the time of social distancing is through virtual cooking classes. But one of those classes last month took an unexpected turn.
Some racial and homophobic slurs were thrown at me. You know, I was called a chink and I was called a faggot. And the last comment was made directly to me was, "You chink, the coronavirus is happening because of you."
Chong hosted the class on Zoom for the Campaign for Southern Equality, a gay rights organization. Her wife, Danielle Wheeler, was filming on an iPhone while Chong prepared spinach pesto. Then more people began to join the online class, and she was Zoom bombed, as it's been called.
It didn't really affect me, to be quite honest with you, because I've been called these things before in my life. I'm 42 years old, and you know, I'm a queer Asian. I've been out for almost a little over half of my life right now. And I've lived in Toronto, Mississippi, Louisiana, now North Carolina. So I'm kind of used to, unfortunately, I'm kind of used to those kind of things happening to me.
She says what hurt the most was looking at the screen and seeing the upset reactions of her friends and followers. Chong is sharing her story because she wants to use her voice to call out injustice and racism that's still prevalent, particularly in the South. But for many victims of racial attacks, coming forward to report an incident can be difficult or even re-traumatizing.
Knowing that this is happening to more folks than me might give folks more comfort, like feel safer in sharing their story as well.
Ricky Long is Communications and Outreach Director for North Carolina Asian Americans Together, or NCAT. The organization supports Asian Americans through services like voter registration and connecting non-English speakers to resources in their native language.
Making sure that we are responsive to our community's needs and also not fanning the flames and giving oxygen to anti-Asian sentiments. That is one of the main reasons why we are putting together this bias reporting portal, to make sure that we have an accurate picture of the prevalence and severity of anti-Asian incidents that's occurring during COVID-19.
He adds, xenophobic rhetoric and acts against Asians aren't new. The pandemic has only amplified the problem. That's why Long says gathering the anonymous reports of recent incidents will help the organization expand its advocacy efforts. It's also about highlighting the resilience of the immigrant community.
In our narrative, in our power to help each other, in our cultural knowledge and legacy that we bring from our upbringing here and from our ancestors from all over the world.
In Asheville, Jay Chong is continuing to push that narrative forward in sharing her Cantonese food. Chong says she's made more than 1,400 dumplings while in quarantine, and she's received overwhelming support from the community in response to the Zoom incident.
Community is how we survive. I mean, the restaurant industry right now in Asheville is suffering largely, and a lot of my friends, people I care about, are out of jobs. And it's so unfortunate, but I think we're coming together in ways that, like, being in the everyday grind would not allow us.
In addition to Chong's dumpling delivery service, she prepared 50 plates of lo mein and stir fry last month for the homeless who are being housed at the emergency shelter downtown. She's also hosting another virtual class this Friday. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.